When Larry DeWitt moved to a new neighborhood, he immediately began praying for opportunities to share Jesus Christ with people. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Larry describes how praying for them really made a positive difference.
We moved to a new neighborhood. A lot of people are a little bit more mature in life in a condominium, and so it's quite open, and we get to meet our neighbors and walk around. We prayed, now here's an opportunity for me to be a loving neighbor, a caring neighbor, not because I'm a pastor. They didn't even know I was a pastor, but just because I'm a neighbor. Says, how do we love our neighbors? We started praying for people immediately around us. And things opened, just opportunities just opened.
And it was at Christmas time that Larry recalls the opportunity to help build a relational bridge to someone he had prayed for earlier.
I saw a woman, Christmas a year ago, across from us, who was outside putting up some Hanukkah lights around her patio. And she just had knee surgery. I knew that. I went over and said, you know what? Get down off. You can't be doing this on that ladder. I want to do that. She said, you don't want it. I got up and put up her Hanukkah lights for her for the holiday. And you know what? For her, that just bridged a great big barrier. It wasn't she's Jewish and I'm Protestant. It wasn't about different faiths or whatever. Here's a neighbor who loves me enough and honors my holiday to come and help me celebrate it. So Becky and I would show several years now, we've had a get-together at Christmas. We called it a time to celebrate the season. And we all have something we're celebrating. But being inclusive and respecting other people's traditions is part of showing them the love of the Lord and building bonds and relationships.
What a great reminder this Christmas season. Get to know your neighbors and then share with them the hope you have in Jesus Christ. Do you need some encouragement in the everyday opportunities that you have to share your faith in Jesus Christ? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.